Chapter 2, Princess Peach. Master Lily said it takes 3 weeks for eggs to hatch, said Willa.
I like your song, Emerson, said Austin. Which one you sing?
Help them hatch out pretty quick. Your words are wrong. 3 weeks doesn't seem pretty quick to me.
It feels like a long time. Think how long it must be feel to poor Queen Ruby, said Camille.
She's the one who has to sit on the eggs. And I bet those eggs are bumpy under her bottom, said Kendall.
It must be like sitting on golf balls.
That's why I sing and dance for Queen Ruby, and said Emerson, spinning on one toe, so she won't be bored.
Emerson sang her song again, but she changed the words a little bit.
Stay, Queen Ruby, on your nest, though it does not feel the best. When you're eggs hatch in 3 weeks. We will hear some cheery cheeks.
Cheeps, good Queen Ruby, we love you, and we love your babies
At last, at the 3 weeks, the girls and Aunt Miranda heard a new sound coming from the chicken coop. Peep, peep, peep. The peeping grew louder when Queen Ruby moved and uncovered one of her hands.
Ah, sighed Willa.
The peeping is coming from inside that egg. It's gonna hatch.
It's going to hatch,
finally, whispered Ashton as Queen Ruby stood to fluff her feathers and stretch her legs.
Come on, baby chick, you can do it,
Kendall said to the peeping egg.
You can do it.
First, the chick pecked a little hole from inside the eggshell with its beak. Peck, pickety, pickety, pick. After that, the chick wobbled. Wop. Then the chick made the hole bigger. Pickety, pickety, pick. Next, the egg cracked. Crack. After that, the egg wobbled. Wobbly, wobbly, wobble. Then, at last, the chick pushed itself out and said hello.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Cheep, cheep, cheep.
The chick is kind of wet and scrawny, isn't it? Said Kendall, staring at the wobbly-headed chick.
Well, it's just born, said Emerson. She was knelt down so that she was eye to eye with the chick. She said, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, baby chicken. Happy birthday to you.
Congratulations, Queen Ruby, said Ashlyn. Now you have a little princess chick. Queen Ruby gave a royal bow. She strutted around the coop, looking very pleased with herself.
Peep, peep, baby chick.
Peep, peep, peep.
You're a very good peeper, Emerson said to the chick. We'll call you Princess Peep.
Peep, peep, peep,
answered Princess Peep. But the more the little chick peeped,
The less she sounded like a princess. Instead, she sounded like a poor, pitiful baby chick calling out to its mother.
Okay, Green Ruby, Willa said, it's time to get back on your nest now. You are a mother hen.
Willa looks in the book that Mr. Louie gave the girls. The book says that Princess Peep needs to be kept warm until her feathers fluff. And your other two eggs need to be kept warm as well so that they can hatch too. But Queen Ruby seemed to think that her work was done. She showed no interest in getting back on her nest. Not even when Kendall patted the nest and called, "Here, Ruby, 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 come." Queen Ruby ignored Kendall and strolled out into the sunshine. Puny princess. Peep shivered unhappily. "Oh, you poor little thing," cried Emerson, putting his nose near the baby chick's beak. Willa looks in the book again. It says in this book that a chick has to be kept warm, really warm, about 100 degrees or it will die. She said, "Oh no," called all the girls. "We've got to save her. What can we do?" "We'll have to make an incubator for her in the greenhouse," said Miranda. "What's an incubator?" asked Kendall. "It's a special box that's kept warm by a heat lamp," explained Willa. She held up the book to show the picture of the incubator to the girls. "But what about the other two eggs?" asked Camille. "Queen Ruby is ignoring them. She is not keeping them warm now that she's hatched one egg. The book says that sometimes hens get distracted. Maybe Queen Ruby will get back on her nest if we take Princess Queen Peep away," said Willa. "Emerson, you stay here at the chicken coop with Queen Ruby and Princess Peep. When the incubator is ready, we'll move Princess Peep to the greenhouse. Come on, everybody, we have to hurry."